data science? Is that something that tickles your fancy or something that you want to know more about? Or maybe you've got a young person in your midst that's really interested in that. Stay tuned because we'll tell you more about what's up for grabs next.
Today with Kino Cummies.
Only on Cape Talk.
So, registrations are open for the Explore Data Science Academies, the EDSA or EDSA 2021 intake. And this is a 12-month fully sponsored data science learnership starting on the 11th of January 2020. Now, we're going to run into the whole thing because then why do I ask Sean Dipnall to join you, the CEO and the founder of the Explore Group? Sean, thanks for joining us. Good to have you on the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a bit about what the Explore Group does, and then let's talk about this link to data science and the actual offering.
So we do two things. We teach data science in South Africa across three campuses, Durban, Cape Town, Joburg. And then we've got quite a big team now who do data science consulting into Europe. So we teach data science and we do data science.
Okay, so there are some opportunities available, and we'll talk about the academy and what it does. And the perception is always that, when these learnerships are made available, they're there for younger people. So who can apply for one of these learnerships?
So anyone between 18 and 35. So I don't know if 35 is young in your mind, but you're up to 35. Yeah. And no prior experience in data science or degrees required. You write a test that tests your aptitude, and if you come in the top 500, you're likely to get a place.
Oh, wow. Now, let's talk about data science. Now, a lot of people listen to talks about AI and syntactic parsing and all these fancy phrases that get thrown around. They leave the room even more confused than when they started. What exactly is data science, and how is it actually used on a daily basis, pragmatically?
Sure. So, I mean, to answer that question in 30 seconds, I mean, data science is...
I'll give you a minute and 30.
It's, in our mind, it's solving problems using data. And to sort of next level of detail, it's taking large expanses of data and then using the latest algorithms to predict stuff, to detect stuff, to prevent stuff. The best I can do in 30 seconds.
So explain to me how some of your consultants, who they work with.
So we work in Europe. We're doing a lot of work for Thames Water, which is the biggest water utility in Europe. And I'll give you three examples, right? So we've built an app that detects leaks. So the technicians wake up, look at their phone, and it sort of geolocates the pipe network, and it tells them where the pipes are leaking. That's one example. Another one will be the big mains, being able to predict when they're going to burst or detect as they burst. And then another one sort of balancing the supply and demand of the network. So big utility provider, hundreds of thousands of kilometers of pipes and trunk mains, and there's sensors on them. And we use those sensor data to help them manage the network.
Okay. So, I mean, have you spoken to Eskom about predictive maintenance yet?
Not yet.
They need it, man.
A very similar problem set, right? That's another big utility. It's power, it's not water. It's these sort of older networks across the country with sensors. Yeah, I mean, we could be very helpful there.
So if an old fart like me would like to, for example, go on a course like that, right? How much would it cost at your academy?
So the sponsorships which opened yesterday are free. We get Corporate South Africa to basically give bursaries to students.
Yeah.
So if you're in the – we're hoping to get 500 this year, let's see, or next year. So it's hopefully free for the lucky couple of hundred.
Yeah.
If you want to do it on your own, you don't get a bursary or you're over 35.
Yeah.
The course is 50,000 rand.
50K, and that's for the whole year?
Correct.
So run us through the modules, basically. So just to give us an idea of the journey.
So hopefully not to get too technical, but the first half is what we call the fundamentals of data science. And those are teaching how to work with databases, which is using SQL, then how to write program, which is writing in Python, which is the biggest and most popular language in the world now. And then it's around visualizing the data using Power BI. So those are the first three sort of modules, which is half a year. And the next half of the year is the great sort of buzzword called machine learning. So you learn all the algorithms that help you predict stuff. And then after that, there's a bit of deep learning, which is, the world of neural networks. So, yeah the fundamentals and then into the machine learning world.
Okay, so if I've got a – so let's say I've got a son or a daughter or whatever, and they're 15 years old, They don't really want to finish matric, but they are pretty good. Maybe they understand Python. They've been coding and building apps, etc., and they want to get onto a course like this. Is that necessary? Do you need a matric?
So for our courses, you need a matric. Do you need a matric to be a data scientist? No.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, I think it's probably fair to say that very useful to have a matric maths to sort of be a good data scientist.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
Do you need a maths degree or an engineering degree? No. I mean, until very recently, that was the common knowledge, right? You needed a university degree to be able to be a data scientist.
Yeah.
And globally, that's fallen away. I mean, Google, Apple are all hiring students with only matrics, and we are sort of letting people in with only matrics. So that's quite a new phenomenon.
I love it. And if you know of young people that would potentially be keen on this, I would certainly run this and grab it. It's 50K a year. Just think about that. And where do people go?
I mean, just a quick comment and I'll tell you where to go. So what we're quite proud of is the sort of absorption rate of our students. So I think 92% of our students go on to get jobs with an average salary of 400,000 Rand. That's an incredible outcome,
wow,
which just shows the demand for these skills, right? So, data science is one of the highest paid jobs in the world and one of the most in-demand jobs in the world. So you can't really go wrong if you follow this sort of route. To answer your question, I mean, just our website, www.explore-datascience.net. And there, click apply now, you do the test, you in the funnel, and yeah, good luck.
Great. And for people who want to pay, they still have to obviously go through a test to see if there's an aptitude for them to get in, right?
Correct. And on the site, there's a sort of a pathway if you're between 18 and 35 and you want the scholarship route and the paid for route, right? So you can pick your path. And if you don't get the scholarship, then you can pay if you choose to.
Excellent. Well, listen, this is phenomenal. I just love the fact that you guys are doing this. Great chatting to you, Sean. Sean Dipnell there, CEO and founder of the Explore Group.